Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pair of talmidim. Bekulam mesu beperek echad, and they all died at one period of time. Neshalanagu kavod zelazeh, because they did not treat each other with the proper derecherets, with the proper kavod. The Brisa continues, Tanam kulam mesu mipesach v'yaratzeres. When did they die? From Pesach all the way to Shavuos. The Gemara also goes on to describe what exactly was the nature of the death that they died from. Amar Rav Chama bar Abba, Bitem Rav Chir bar Avin, Kula Mesu Misorah, Mahi Amar Nachman Askara. There are different translations of what Askara is. Many contend that Askara is some sort of a respiratory ailment where they have difficulty breathing. Others claim it's a kind of diphtheria. Others say kind of asphyxiation. Whatever the case is, it's not a good thing, that's for sure. And the Gemara describes that they died from Pesach all the way to Shavuos. Now one could ask, okay, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Which is the obvious question that one should ask. What is the connection between this and Sfira Saomer? Why is it that the Mechaber and Tav Tzadik Gimel cites a whole series of dinim that are relevant because of this, that takes place during this period of time? So apparently the assumption is that it wasn't coincidental that they died dafka in this period of time. It was bashgacha. And the Gemara says the reason why they died, as we mentioned, shilonagu kavo zelazeh. They didn't treat each other with the proper derecherets. We're talking about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about the great Tana Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, who also were clearly of a very, very high level in terms of their behavior, but because of their dafka, their high level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdik im hatzadikim k'chut asara, the Gemara says. And therefore, since this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos is the time that's mesugal for, as a hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, one has to be extremely careful regarding the entire enterprise of how we relate to each other, how we interact with each other, essentially the acquisition of Kinyani HaTorah. And one of them, as you know, is Dibu Chaverim, Nosei Ba'olim Chaverim. Those are very critical elements if a person wants to acquire the rudimentary traits of being a Ben Torah. And these were the individuals who are going to transmit the Torah to the following generation. They were the Matiki Hashmua. They were the ones who are going to perpetuate the Masoret. And since they were missing in the Kinyani HaTorah, therefore they weren't able to be the ones who would be the transmitters of Torah to the next generation. That was a terrible indictment on them. It's discussed at great length by Rabban Kadosh Zatzal in Mishnah Sabarin. I don't recall which chelek, but I saw it many years ago. And that's what he points out in this Gemara. The truth of the matter is that in the Chiddush Harim, the Ger Rebbe, so he actually quotes from the Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh says, see, because Rabbi Green Shlita is here, so I have to respond to the occasion. So the Ari HaKadosh says that he claims that, let me recall the exact lashon, kol havaya sa'adam b'chol yimei chayav, what a person is going to experience during his lifetime, everything is contingent, everything depends upon yimei asvira. These are a very critical period of time in the course of the year, and therefore it has to be tamimim. Sheva shabbosos tamimos tehiyena, the name of the Ari HaKadosh. That's what the Chiddush Harim quotes. I think in his Perush Al HaTorah, if I'm not mistaken, under the heading of Yemei Sfira. Okay, so therefore, as a result of that, we have a number of Minhagi Avelus that come into the picture, and I'll mention the Mechaber quotes here in Tav Tzadik Gimel. First Mechaber says, Noagim Shel Alisa Isha Ben Pesach La'atzeres Ad Lag Lo'omer. Notice the Lashon of the Mechaber, Lag Lo'omer. That's really the only connection between the Gemara and this halacha, namely that the practice is not to get married during this period of time between Pesach and Atzeres. The Mechaber then adds, "Nogim shelolu histaper ad lag lo omer." Also, not take a haircut till lag lo omer. We call it lag bo omer because we follow the Ramah. Ramah adds every time the Mechaber uses the language of Lo Omer, he mentions Bo Omer, And if you are a Talmid of Rav Soloveitchik or the Briskov, then you have both nuskals, one out loud, one quietly. Whatever the case is, the Mechaber says, Nogim Shalol is stop here, Ad Laglo Omer, Shom Im Shos Pasku Milamas. That's when they stop dying. Veinli is stop here, the Mechaber says, you don't take a haircut till Yom Lamadal Babokia, till the 34th day in the morning. Ella and Cain, Chal Yom Lamigimel Erev Shabbos. Unless Laglo Omer falls out on Friday, then you can take a haircut, Mishim Kwara Shabbos. The Ramah right away notes, the Mdino Seilu E Nogim Kidbaro, the Ashkenazi practice is not like that. Ella Mistapim Yom Lamigimel. You can take a haircut on Laman Yimel Ba'omer, Umar bin Bog Tzat Simcha. And you're allowed to have Tzat Simcha, Ve'enom Ba'tachadon. Some actually want to connect these two, but they're not connected. They said the Tzat Simcha is the fact that we don't say Tachadon. Whenever we don't say Tachadon, Umar bin Bog Tzat Simcha. That is a perversion of the Ramah. Ramah says, Umar bin Bog Tzat Simcha, you're supposed to have Tzat Simcha on Lag Ba'omer, and also Ve'enom Ba'tachadon. This year, just the relevant situation, which I assume you're aware of, this year Lag BaOmer falls out on Motzei Shabbos. And then we have, of course, the Ramah in Tzavtzad Gimel. Im Chal B'Yom Rishon, if it falls out on Sunday, which is this year, Nogim L'Stapa B'Yom B'Av L'Chlot Shabbos. So that's the relevant area of Halacha, which you should be familiar with. So we have number one, not getting married. Number two, not taking a haircut. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nogim Shalod L'Stapa. Apparently this is a minog. And during the days of the Mechaber of Maran HaBet Yosef, this minog was apparently already extant. And today there are other Nehugi Avelis as well that are not mentioned at all in the Shulchan Aruch that I'll discuss in a little while. So the minog is, as you know, to be Noag Avelis for 33 days between Pesach and Shavuos. There are two primary minhogim. There are actually more. But there are two primary minhogim that are mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. One is from Pesach till Lag BaOmer, or shall I say till Lag LaOmer. That's one minog. And the second is from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar till 3 days before Shavuos, which are called Shlosh Yisimei Hagbola, the 3 days of preparation for Kabbalah Satara. Those are the two major minhogim. And of course, that means that according to the first minog, which begins from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, the days of Pesach are also included in the Inyani Avelos. The Inyani Avelos also include actually the days of Pesach. The Prima Gadim points this out. The Prima Gadim actually mentions that if a person takes a haircut on Chalamoy Pesach, there are two Isurim. Number one, he says, he's doing Malach and Chalamoy. Number two, he's Mevatel the Avelos Asura. So there are two issues that one is involved in on Pesach. But there is a third issue, and maybe before I get to the third issue, I'll just mention the language of the Shuvis Rab Natanoi Gon that I Xeroxed actually. He points out, Lamein Mekachin Ben Kotsim Ben Pesach La'atzeres, why don't you get married during this period of time? Have a Yodin Shalom Mishum Isur Noguba. There's no Isur. It's not really Asa Mika Adin. El Mishum Avelos. And he quotes the Gemara Yavamas that I began with, the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva who died. Umeirsa Shav Eilech Nogu Habishon Ubiyam Melo Shalom Lichnos. That's the basis, says Rab Natanoigon, for not getting married during this period of time. What's fascinating is that the Beis Yosef in Tavtzad Gimel, he quotes the second practice that I mentioned of not taking a haircut, that includes as well Giluach shaving. He quotes from the drushes of Re Eben Shuib, clearly a much later source, not to go ahead and take a haircut and not to shave, as I mentioned. And those are the two practices that I discussed till now. Now, I'll just mention very briefly that the Rishonim, when I mentioned the two different minhagim, so Rishonim have different calculations regarding, as I mentioned, the first minhag from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, the second minhag from Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shoshim Me'Agbala. There are a lot of interesting calculations. I'll just mention two or three of them. One from the Baal HaMor, quoted by the Beis Yosef, also on Tav Tzadik Gimel. Umashekasav, that which the Torah writes, V'yesh mistapim b'lag b'omer v'eilach. From lag b'omer, you can go ahead, take haircuts and shave. He quotes that from the Avodrom, in the name of the Ibn Hayarchi, in the name of the Baal HaMor, and then he makes the following statement. Shamati sheyesh b'medrash, shemesu mipesach ad pros atzeres. The Talmidim died from when to when? From Pesach till pros atzeres. Pros atzeres means half of Shavuos, which is 15 days before Shavuos. He quotes the Mishnah in Shkolim, pros ha-Pesach, pros ha-Chag, which is Chamishasa Yom B'Nisan and B'Tishrei. So he writes, Ushetasa Chamishasa Yom Mi'arba'im B'Tishrei Yom. When you subtract 15 days from 49, Nishar Shloshim Mi'arba'im. V'neim Shloshim U'Shlosha Shleimim U'Megalchim Yom Namadal Baboker K'Miksayom Kekulo. So the Baal Amor makes a cheshbon how we came to this notion of the Mechaber 34 days. And the Meiri in Yevamos writes of a similar nature: people died from Pesach till Atzeres. The Kabbalah be'al Agonim shebiyom nami gimel ba'omer paska misa. They stopped dying on the 33rd day of the Omer. V'nagim mitoch kach shelo lisaros bo. V'chein nagim mitoch kach lo lisaishim mipesach ad osos man. And then there's also a Maril who has a very fascinating calculation. I'll just briefly mention it. Osim biyom nami gimel ba'omer yom simcha. Why? Mishum demesu rak hayam shomu mem. Tchina, on the days that Tachanun said, did they die? V'chol yom she'enom v'mal tchina lo meisu. They didn't die on the days that Tachanun was not said. So now he starts making the calculation. Subtract from the 49 days, zayin yimei achag, 7 days of Yom Tov. Gimel yomim dechal b'em Rosh Chodesh, 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, that's 10. Shnayim le'iyor v'echol le'sivon, 2 of Iyor and 1 of Sivon. Then we have 7 Shabbosim. So we have 10 plus 7 is 17. Pashu lamed beis, you have 32 are left. They only died for a 32-day period. When those days end, we make a simcha. I'll just mention as well a famous prichadash which needs a lot of discussion. I'm not going to do it right now. What is the nature of this simcha? If they stop dying, mabekach. They all died. No one remained. What's the nature of this simcha? Why should it be great joy? The Efshar, maybe he suggests the pre-chadash, the Talmidim that subsequently he developed after, that they didn't die, thank God, Baruch Hashem, and that's the simcha we make regarding Lag BaOmer. Okay, I'm not going to discuss this at great length. I'm only going to mention the third issue, which obviously came much, much later. And that issue is mentioned by the Prima Godim. He said, what else is asur? Rikudim u'mecholos. Dancing and the like, music. And apparently the Prima Godim has in mind instrumental music, because instrumental music could lead to rikudim u'mecholos, leads to dancing and singing, etc. Even though, as you know, on Chol HaMoed, I believe, from what I can see, Ben Sfaradim, Ben Ashkenazim, the minig is, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Lahakel, regarding Klei Shir. Question is why? But clearly that's the minig Lahakel. I saw in the Agadah Shel Pesach of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal that he writes that you're allowed to listen to on Chol HaMoed to Nigunim from a tape recorder. That's what he writes. Ein lanu le'aser ela mashakasa behedya. You can only ask for that which is written explicitly. But whatever the case is, these are the three areas that we are talking about. Now I'm going to discuss actually some of the halachas that relate to these three areas. Again, I'm not going to go so much into the Lag BaOmer issue, even though there's a lot to talk about there as well. But I'm going to discuss, as I said, the three issues that I mentioned, and then also at the end, Mitz Hashem, I'll discuss the position of Maran HaRav Zatzal, or Rav Soloveitchik, with reference to this whole matter. First, let's start with the question which is famous, and that is, if you're invited to a wedding during this period of time, and let's say you hold the first practice from Pesach all the way to Lag BaOmer, you're invited to a wedding, and there are weddings that take place during this period of time. The halacha is you're allowed to go to the wedding, and you're allowed to participate in the rikudim and mechalos, even though your minig is to hold sfira during this period of time. And this is the subject of a famous tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein actually went looking for it again in our Chaim, Chelik Beis, Simen Tzadikei, Divrei HaMaschil, Uvidvar. He even wrote it down. The question is even a further question. Can you take a haircut, a shave, lichvod chasana? Moshe writes, Be'etzem, there's no heter. However, if you're going to be embarrassed and you'll not be able to go to the chasana because of that, so it comes out that taking a haircut is echa timtza. Timsameach the chasam v'kala. The Rambam says that that's the case. It's mutter mishum mitzvah. You have a heter mishum mitzvah. He writes also there that even by a bris milah, usually the heterim are only for whom? For three people: the moel, the sandik, and the aviyah ben. That triumvirate, that trilogy. And there's no mitzvah on anybody else that they should come to the bris. The halacha is that the aviyah ben wants to have other people. He wants to have other people coming to the bris in order to be marbe the simcha. So the pashto says there's no heter for anyone to go ahead and take a haircut in order they should be able to come to the bris. And Mashenkin, of course, as I said, these three individuals, there would be a basis for it. However, by a chasana, there's a mitzvah upon all of us to be sameach the chasana v'kala. That's an obligation, that's a chiyuv. So therefore there's a heter to go ahead with his stopper in order to be sameach the chasana v'kala. So Ramesha, Zatzal, that's his thinking. Now it's true, the Gemara says in Psochim, one could start saying pilpulim here. The Gemara says in Psochim that if a person is not mishtati bebris milah, you are benidui, you are muhram, you're excommunicated. That's why what people do is when they tell you about a bris milah, they don't invite you to a bris, they inform you of the fact that a bris is going to take place, otherwise you'll be excommunicated. But there the reason is because of the chashivas of the Suda. Not that there's a chiyuv to go there, the smoach. It's true, the Gemara says on Avodah Zarah milah, the Gemara, the first daf, we learned Avodah Zarah milah this year. On the first daf, the Gemara seems to speak about a bris milah in the context of simcha, but in Pashtus, there's no mitzvah of simcha by a bris milah. Let me mention as well, since I'm already on this topic, I xeroxed actually a number of and the issue of music. I'll just read a tshuva of the Chavedas of Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal. The chen hiskiru ha'achronim, this is chelik gimel simen lamid. The chen hiskiru ha'achronim limnoa rikudim mecholos v'tizmor me'asfira besudas ha'rushus. I have just a sudas rushus, which is an elective kind of meal, an optional kind of meal, not to be involved in singing and dancing and music. Those who listen to music on the radio the entire year, and Kedarko, he quotes the whole series of Shutim, no shortage of that, that's for sure, regarding this matter. Rav Moshe finds in Nigris Moshe, this is in Yerodea, Chelik Bey, Simon Kuflam at Zion, says, it was Var Shmi at Kleshir B'me Asfira, Yesh Lesor Gambabai Kshu B'atzmo. Even when you're alone, in the privacy of your home, you should not listen to music. The Haber Rabim Shul, the Simcha Yisera, Mistaba, Shafla Ramos, Simon Tov Kuf Samach, Siv Gimel, Shemek, Limi Shein Arogel, Chein Arbeis HaMishneh, Nira Sheyesar, B'kibutz Rabim Shul, Simcha Yisera, Gam B'chol HaShana. And Cain, Haminok, Shein Yitzelsi, Me Asfira, Hu Alta Yochid, Shein Arogel B'hem. However, Rav Moshe writes in another tshuva, in Chelik Gimel, Arachayim Simon Pei Zayin, someone who wants to learn how to play a musical instrument, if it's Panasa, it's Mutter, Abi Me Asfira, because it's not a question of Simcha. He wants to learn how to play a musical instrument. V'imu Lahana Asa, Asa. Afla Lame, Dezeh Gam Hanoa, V'asa Me Asfira, Binyani Simcha, Lufi Aminam. However, many years ago, I saw in Tchumim, Chof Aleph, it was pointed out to me, that he writes, what about classical music, which will not lead to Rikudim and Mechalos? That's not included in the Isa. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. You're not going to start dancing and singing to Beethoven's Fifth. Rav Shabtai Rappaport Shlita. Of course, Rav Shabtai Rappaport, who married a granddaughter of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Shehiter Shmiat Musikat Reka B'mei Ben HaMetzorim. Hainu Musika Shashomei Adam Toch Shurosik B'malachta Lomid Anoei. Many people, when they drive, they have to listen to music in order to calm their ruffled nerves, especially in this country. And not just in this country, in the old country as well, even in California. So Amesha was Mekel, B'mei HaMetzorim, that if one, let's say, is working and it's hard for you to work to concentrate without listening to music, which is essentially our day and age, or for that matter, you're learning and you have to, in order to learn, you have to have music in the background, I don't think he's referring to a black Gemara, as far as I know. Or knowing a person is driving, so here you have a basis for heter, even b'mei asfira, because obviously you're not doing it per se l'shem simcha, l'shem hanoah simcha, but rather in order to be able to, as I said, focus to the extent that you can. And in the stipple I saw, in the Orchas Rabbeinu, I just went searching, Shalti Esmori v'Rebbe Yimuta Loshir b'mei asfira. Can you sing during Sfira? Only if you use musical instrumentation, that's a problem. Let me just finish this. Sipeli Agon of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Shebeveisam Osar Oviv Loshir B'mei Asfira. Rak B'Shabbos Hitzir Kilei Ploy. That the stipler himself was Machmir, even on singing, just singing B'peh during the Mei Asfira, except on Shabbos he was Mekel. And then I want to just read a comment of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that I saw also in the Sefer by Rav Tzvi Kohen Shlita. I'm going to Rav Tzvi Kohen, who seems to produce Baruch Hashem a Sefer every few months. So he has a Sefer called Ben Pesach L'Shavuos. I have to own that Sefer. On Omer Resh Pehe, he writes, Yesh L'chalik Ben Sugi HaNigunim Shenigun Hamor L'Rikun V'Simcha Yesh L'Imonim Eloshir. If it's a Nigun that will lead to dancing and singing, that you should not do. Avol Shir Shem Ramem Eses Ha'odam Enim Abiyasa L'Rikun Ramacho Ein L'Imonim Emenim. If it brings you to lofty heights, then it's not a problem. Okay, this is by way of like hakdama, like a little background to the issue. Yeah.
What if you were to go to a restaurant with a couple of friends, and very often in a restaurant they play like music in the background, or even like a live thing? Would that be?
I think a live thing is more problematic. That's for sure.
Right.
But I'm not sure it's machmir even on taped music, cassette music, things of that sort. If it's a background thing and your focus is not so much on that, so I think the Yesh Makom L'Hakel probably be in that situation. Live music I would stay away from. Yeah.
So it's for sure that you can't practice, if you're practicing an instrument, you definitely can.
If it's Litzarech, you're to improve your skills and the like, Yesh Mazeh Gamkin Makom L'Hakel. But if it's otherwise, just simply to be Nene, then it's problematic.
It's strictly just to...
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Yes. There are those who contend that it's not music. I personally cannot distinguish between, I'm not Harav Green Shlita, so he's a mumche. So a mumche can be mechalik, that's what I was told. Mumche can be mechalik between a cappella and regular music. I literally do not see any distinction. Now I asked this question of Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita. I'm going to Rav Shlomo Miller in Toronto. He said it's osa behechlet, ain't shum makom la'akel. He did not see any distinction between a cappella music and regular music. And I was told that others say there is a chiluk. I don't know whom the others are, but that's what I was told. People in my shul tell that to me. I asked them, please document and show me whom exactly you're referring to. Maybe I have to ask Rabbi Yefer Shlita whom these others are. There are people who contend that that's not considered to be music. I'm talking about there are certain bands that are very well known for this kind of music. And they actually play during this period of time. So, but I really, honestly, I per se don't know how to distinguish between the two, honestly. I'm a Oretz when it comes to music. Even though I scored highest as a musical performer, when in high school I took those psychometric exams. What do they call them in English?
Standardized tests.
What kind of tests?
Standardized.
The standardized tests, no, but they have a name for it. Yes, but there's a formal term that's used to describe it that I see. Aptitude test, something along those lines. So I scored highest as a music performer. So I took it a second time. I thought they made a massive error. Second time, I scored highest as a musician. So I should have taken it a third time. Then it would have been a chazaka. I did. I only took it twice. Then I, because after the second score, I just realized that clearly something is amiss over here. Yes. Okay, I'll discuss that after. If you give me, I just let me just first get into some of the more fundamentals, the basics. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to listen to music, hypothetically, if you're exercising,
it's beseder gomor.
What?
Beseder. Beseder means it's in order. It's fine. You should continue to exercise, and halavaya should follow your methodology. Yes.
What if you sing just to relax? It's pretty simple.
Beseder gomor. Continue to sing. Yeah.
If Rikudim are Asra and Shabbos, the only problem with singing is that...
Okay, listen, you know this issue. Why are you asking this question?
And singing is only going to bring you to...
Eitan Shlita. Why are you asking? What? I don't think exactly. Listen, the people are making Rikudim based on the Tesis Shabbos, based on the Rambam, yeah, based on all kinds of things. So, I mean, who am I?
Saying, then how could you...
My Rabbeim did not dance on Shabbos. That's why I don't do it. Even the shuffle they held was Asa. That's why I don't do it. But obviously there are those who are Meikel, including Maron, Hagoyin, Rabban, the Chassidish Shlita, and there are also others who are Meikel. In Chassidish Yeshivas they're Meikel, but even Litvish Yeshivas they're Meikel. The shuffle. You know what I'm talking about? Here they don't exactly do the shuffle. I've noticed that a few Friday nights that I've been there for the last number of years, number of times, I say the shuffle becomes a rather, shall we say, a hefty tempo, and then that tempo becomes even more, shall we say, frenetic, and then that frenetic kind of tempo ultimately leads into gyrating of a wild nature. That's what I've noticed. To me, it's a Mishnah before Esher, it's a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. So maybe I'm not Rav Yifre Shlita. You can correct me. That Taisus Ramah Yesh Kaneveh Amil Ismoch. That whoever is the one who's giving the heter over here, I assume the Gdolei Yisrael over here are giving the heter, so besides my Rabbeim were against it. The Rav, Zechen Levracha, was opposed to it violently. And so is Avnisa Malpas, that's all. That's why I don't do it. I follow my Rabbeim. I say the Charav. So I can't do it. But I imagine here, whomever the people are, I'm Mekel, so you are following them, whomever they are. Again, you'll tell me whom they are, I'd like to know. But whomever they are, I assume you're following them. Okay, they are a Muslim in everything I say, as you probably know. You probably got it. Yeah, you know me. Okay, I just want to read one or two more things, which I think are important. It's like, as far as taking a haircut, the Mechaber says not to take a haircut. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you need it for your health, it's mutter. The Igros Moshe, by the way, these are questions I deal with all the time. The Igros Moshe writes, in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Beis, this time I started to write down where I'm quoting from, that if a person, let's say, is involved in a kind of work, and if you don't take a haircut, you don't shave, etc., you'll have a hefsed moment. Or people will look upon you, people who are business people, certainly encounter this problem. There's no question, it's mutter. Rav Moshe writes, because b'makom hefsed, these minhagim are not extant. And there's another tshuva I saw also in the Cheshire Mishpat Siman Tzad Gimel. He's talking about Bein HaMetzorim. If a person will not be able to go to work when he's not shaved properly, he's allowed to shave. Moshe has an interesting distinction that needs examination. He says, "In who rak mishril she lo yaligu alav, aval lo yelo hefsed moment also." If it's only a situation where they're not going to make fun of you, or they're going to make fun of you, but he won't have a hefsed moment, then somehow Moshe says that would not be a basis for going ahead and being able to take a haircut and shave and the like. I'll just mention one or two things. The Ramah says here, Mishu Balbris or Mol Beno Mutil the Stapi B'Sviyah the Chvad Hamila. Again, I told you a moment ago, the Sandik, the Moel, the Abi Aben, not the Kvater or the Kvateris, or those who bring the baby in and those who take the baby out, etc. And the Hetas even to take a haircut Biyom Shilavnei Hamila Samach LaErev, and also a Chasim B'Shivas Mei Hamishter is certainly allowed to shave. It's a Yomter for him. I don't think there's a Heta though. Someone asked Pinyan Aben. I didn't see there was a heter in a Pidyon HaBen situation. I don't think there's a Chiyuv Simcha. And even though I said earlier, by Bris Mila, there's also no Chiyuv Simcha. There's more of a Simcha by Bris Mila than there is in Pidyon HaBen. That's for sure. But the fact of the matter is, I don't see a heter per se with reference to the issue of Pidyon HaBen. I'll just mention one or two other things. Sorry, but just give me just one more thing. I just want to make sure that I get this in. There's a whole discussion in the Pesukim. Actually, I xeroxed a tshuva about this, a rather lengthy tshuva. What about ktanim? What about young children? Are they included in the minhag or not? The pashtus is that it says in Mechaber, Siman Tov Kuf Aleph, in the Bein HaMetzorim, also the gdolim mesaper the ktanim, that even a gadol is not allowed to give a haircut to a young child, to a katan. Often one would have said that they're not included in the minhag of the avelos of Sfira. So the Paskim are searching, we Paskim in general, ain't Avelos the Kotten. There's a chilul between Avelos the Rabbim and Avelos the Yochid. The Gemara says that Korin the Kotten, Mishum Magmas Nefesh. Only Mishum Magmas Nefesh is the concept of Avelos, but otherwise there's no concept of Avelos. And could be that Aveiros of the Churban is more chamor. And there's a whole discussion in the Poskim, in the Mishnah Berurah, over here in Sivkan Pei Aleph, in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siv Lamed Aleph. So it would seem that since the whole issue of Aveiros during the Sefirah is only a minog, so perhaps all these tamim would not be relevant. And as I said, all the chumras of Shavua Shechal Botishaba perhaps would not apply over here. And that's, I saw actually a tshuva in the of the great Svadi Gadol, or the Tzio, of Rav Mitzian Abashol Zatzal. I was zochet to meet him and hear him a number of times. Wow. Mashu. He also, yeah, the only suffix we have with people like that, what's greater? The Ge'enus or the Tzidkus. That's the only suffix we have by such individuals. But I think the minhag is not to. Despite everything I just said, what I can see, the practice is not to give a haircut to young children as well. Maybe you're going to tell me Mitzat Chinuch has something along those lines. Okay, so, yeah.
Is there any heter there for shaving or getting a haircut for like personal hygiene? Like, let's say one doesn't feel clean or healthy or...
I mentioned that Moshe holds that there's a basis. If the issue is Mishum Briut, because of health, Yesh Makom Lakel. I know people like that. They daven in Shul and Beit Shemesh that I happen to daven in as well. So they've told this to me for years already. They hold it's connected to their health. It's very hard for me to argue with them. In some cases, two or three are doctors, so they clearly know more about medicine than I do. And others are very, very big mifunokim. They're very fastidious, very squeamish types. I don't know how to argue with these people, even assuming that they're not necessarily correct, but I do hear some basis for this position, and I understand what you're saying. That's what they've been telling me for many, many years. Yeah?
There's some level so the Rosh Yeshiva spoke about, like, at a job, and somebody made fun of him, or he gave money, whatever. Is there some level of that we would look improper, that, like, Tommy and Chachamim have a, you know, they need to look a certain way, obviously not always have that din, but... Talmud
Chacham
have to shave in a certain way to make himself look presentable, especially if he's working.
Yeah, the Gemara in Shabbos, Talmud Chacham Shenimtzer Revav Al Bigdo Chayiv Misa. Wow. Okay, you have to be, I don't qualify, so I don't have a problem. Talmud Chacham says in my Ramon, Yerodea, Sheyodea, Lisa Velitim, Roma Kamas Hashas. So that excludes me from that problem. So maybe I'm not able to relate to the issue because it's way beyond me. I hear what you're saying. I think these are all very, Svaros Michudoshos, Lufian Yus Daiti. And I think the halacha, once you try to comply with the halacha to the extent that one can, I'm going to get to Rav Soloveitchik's position. I'm waiting for the end take that position. But I'm just telling you right now, the classic approach is, I mentioned to some people, in my shul, there are several doctors who are very, very fine, B'nai Torah, even Talmidei Chachamim. People ask them shailos in halacha. In Hilchos Shabbos, they know Refuah on Shabbos Al Burya, like the back of the hand. Shinchav Ches, they know by heart. By heart. I have two or three such doctors. Better than I do. And I tell people, go ask Dr. X or Dr. Y or Dr. Z, because they know halacha inside out. So they came and told me, a number of years ago already, that if they were to shave, and I'll get to the rub in a little while, if they were to shave during this period of time, people would think, these are the people I'm asking halachic shaylos to, they're not from. They shave during Sefirah. So I said, if that's the case, don't shave during Sefirah. Otherwise, they won't trust you. Al pi halacha. They're not talmidim Rav Soloveitchik. They follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. However, they happen to follow the Rav in the shul, who I happen to know. And so when he presents Rav Soloveitchik's position, so they obviously would be in a position to follow him. This is their logic, which I've discussed with them already a number of times already, many years ago. I'll just mention before you say anything, the minhag ha'olam is not to shave and not to take a haircut during Sefirah. That you're aware of. That's the minhag ha'olam. And I think one of the reasons is, a big Rosh Hashiva told me, I don't think I should mention his name, a big Rosh Hashiva in the literature world told me that even though he understands all of Rav Soloveitchik's lumbus, I discussed it with him, Ba'arichus, he understands his lumbus, however, it's such a shvacha avelus that we have to be mechazik it. That's what he told me. It needs chizuk. And therefore, since it needs chizuk, people should not shave during Sefirah. You hear this? It's a very, very prominent Rosh Hashiva. That's not the right word. Echon Migdoli Ador. I discussed it with him. I discussed the Rav Soloveitchik's lumdus a number of times with different people. Some actually were mekabel it, others were not mekabel it. But I'll get to that in a few minutes. It's just on my. I just want to mention one or two more things with reference to the. I went looking into the issue of some of them we mentioned already regarding music, and there are a lot of pratim. But you mentioned about exercise and about people who are involved in. let's say. Well, let me ask you a question. Someone asked me. Someone in my shul who likes tapes of chazonim. I don't exactly know why, but anyway. He's very into chazonim. There are people into chazonim. My mother, Alah Shalom, I grew up on chazonim. That was like a big thing in my house. Maybe that's why I'm not so fond of them anymore. But I grew up on chazonim, and he likes to listen to tapes of chazonut. And even though there's a bit of a instrumental accompaniment, even with chazonut, you know, there's these big concerts, etc., etc., the ikar is not really the klei shir, because the primary function is the chazonim themselves, correct? That they have these absolutely marvelous voices, really unbelievable voices. But in order to somehow enhance the quality of the chazonim, so they add a little bit of the musical accompaniment with klei shir. So the question is, what's the status of that during the sfira? I thought it was mutter. I thought it was permissible. I didn't see a problem with it, al pi halacha. And even, for example, children's, you know, children have all these toys with, I was playing with one of my grandchildren the other day. He's a cute little fella. And so he has this rather massive mobile. You know what I'm talking about? What do they call it? With music everywhere. It's really, and with lights going on, it's just very, shall we say, quite hip-hop from a number of respects. I didn't think that's a problem during Sfira. My daughter asked me, is that a problem during Sfira? I don't think so. I think it's fine. And so she said to me, how could you listen to the, I don't think the Kavanah is the same Simcha. I think the idea is to try to, shall we say, keep them occupied 24/7 and to calm them down, calm their ruffled nerves. you know, they also have psychotherapists and psychiatrists. Okay, so I'm just mentioning that, someone asked me, a young woman asked me, a teacher, it was in Mechanechet, in one of the schools, and can she go ahead and dance with her charges, with her young charges. She teaches young women, obviously. And in the course of learning with them, she's very, Baruch Hashem, a very an outstanding teacher, and she's very energetic. And that's what she does. She dances with them. Why does she do it? Not the Shem Simcha. She does it in order to, shall we say, keep them occupied. And I thought it was mutter. Even though maybe it shouldn't be done publicly, you have to be careful how you go about doing it. I'm just mentioning a number of shailos that come up in the course of my life, etc., as far as Sfira is concerned. Okay, I'm not going to... someone asked me about a Sheva Brachas, dancing, klizemer, besuda Sheva Brachas. I'm talking about those who are knowing Issa from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So let's say the marriage took place before Rosh Chodesh or Lag BaOmer. If we said earlier that for a chosin it's a yom tif, for him, the Gemara Ksubis, so it would seem that for others who are being sameach with him, it also should be a yom tif. Like, for example, the halach is, you don't say takun in the house of a chosin. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch. All those who daven there. And Rav Moshe actually has a tshuva about this. Chelik Beis Siman Tzadikei, if there was a chasid lag baomer, he writes mutarim berikudim umecholos ukleishir kol zayin yemei amishtem. Bechein mutarim kol adam liyos sham afilo elu shadai noagim avelos gam achal lag baomer. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, and again because the ikar isur is only on the chasid bekala, so once they are permitted, there's no isur on those who are the invited guests. And the same thing applies to Sheva Brachas. The question is, what about a bar mitzvah? And trust me, mishagim at ha'seichel sheli, there are a bunch of my neighbor who are matir everything. So they're matir bar mitzvahs, and they're matir music, and all of these situations of simcha. Maybe we'll ask Rav Ifrit Shlita, what exactly bar mitzvahs that they make, or bat mitzvahs, or pidyon habens. I don't think there's a makom lahakel. The other rabbi in my neighbor don't agree with me. Okay, they're entitled to their opinion. Yeah. Okay, the issue of women, I actually have a whole. Obviously, in my shul, they asked me these kashas. Kol hayom kol halayla. So I'll just read to you. I didn't want to discuss it. I didn't think it was relevant over here. The Mechaber says in Yerodea, Shin Sadik Sifei. Mechaber writes in Hilchos Avelos, Isha Muteres Benetila Seir Achashiva. The Rambam says, Yesh Osim After Isha, V'chein Ikar. That's a lashon of the Mechaber Rama in Hilchos Avelos. Regarding Bein HaMitzarim, I saw the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Echad Ha'ish ve'Echad Ha'isha Shavim Le'Isar. It's based on a Prima Godim. Apparently, Prima Godim assume Avelos of the Churban is like Avelos in general. However, there are those who are makel by Avelos Shishana, and if that's the case, there's a Makom LaHakel for Avelos HaSfira as well. I assume that's what Rabbi Yudin Shlita is referring to. And the truth is, it's a big Machlogos HaPoskim. It's poshut, however, that since Sfira is, the nature of it is more lenient, Yesh Makom LaHakel. There's a Makom LaHakel during Sfira. However, I have examined the practice of women for the last 40 years. And guess what? They don't go ahead, and they're not mistaper b'mei Sfira. Ad kidei kach, with the fiat news daiti, it falls into the Gemara. Dvarim hamutarim v'acher nogu bo isar she'en v'hatir. Fiat news daiti. Now, what's the practice with Sfardim? We have to ask Rabbi Efer Shlita. What's the practice of Sfardim? I mean, we're not talking about women who are megaleach, kodem atvila. That's a different story. That's there's a makom to be mekel. But what is the status of Sfardim? What do they do regarding this matter? I'm sorry?
I'm not sure. I heard it from Rabbi Abraham Yosef.
From Rab?
Abraham Yosef.
Abraham Yosef. The Rab of Cholon. He's a Adam Gadol Oid. Okay. He said that what? The practice is to do it?
The
Mekel,
yeah.
The Mekel. Okay. I hear. In the case of a married woman, let's say, Mistama, Kadesh Lot Tizgana Al Baila. I assume those are the Tamim. I imagine. No? Those are the tamim.
You get a scar because the hair is so long.
Yeah. So that's the question. Is that called the gnai? Is that not called the gnai? I mean, the Gabisara Rosh is saying.
It's not.
He brings it. Rab Shimon Aydin Zatzal brings it in his sefer on the 3 weeks. There's a very, very beautiful mechaber, Rab Shimon Aydin Zatzal. You should get to know him. His svarim, unfortunately, he's no longer living. He was a goin adir. He was like a computer. And he graduated Yeshiva University. And then he went to Lakewood for many, many years. I was able to know him for many, many years. My shvager Zechel Lebracha was very, very friendly with him. So every time I went to Lakewood, which was every Yom Tov, every Pesach and Sukkot for literally several decades, so I used to speak to Rav Shimon Aydin and learning. He knew the entire Mishnah Berurah by heart. That's not correct. He knew the Tur Shulchan Aruch by heart. All Dalei Chalukim. He was like a computer. Rav Shechter Shlita, Yibadol Chaim Arukim, told me he knows him from YU. He was Nifter, a relatively young man. And in YU, he used to make up games for people to play on Shabbos to occupy them in the yeshiva. Games that are mutter, al pi alocha. That was his. He was then already a baki in Hilchos Shabbos in his high school years. So Shimon Aydin actually discusses this question of Sar. I don't recall now the pratim. You have to look it up. I don't remember actually. But he quotes from Amesha regarding this matter. Okay, I see a makom lahakel b'mei Sfira. I understand what you're saying. I think what they assume, let's say, that they quote, I've never saw Thomas Rav Shlomo Zalman that plucking eyebrows is permissible, or they have electrolysis when they remove hair on the face that is unnecessary. And people ask me in my shul, what about fixing the shaitel? Fixing the shaitel, that's poshut, that it's, there's no isa b'dava b'chlal, that should be mutter completely. Okay, I didn't have a chance to investigate it, so I'm sorry, I didn't give you a comprehensive answer. But whatever the case is, I just don't know what the practice of Sfardim is regarding this matter. But okay, I wanted to I'm sorry, yeah.
If someone's listening to that Chazanut and they really didn't bring them to Sukkah, would that be allowed?
I think it's still fine. I think the Ikar of Chazanut is really, for those who are experts like you, I'm not a mumche in it, that's for sure, but for those who are experts, I think the primary interest is the chazan and how, again, there are different, there are baritones and there are all, I'm not a mumche b'chlal in this matter, but you probably can appreciate it. You are Sfaradi Tahor, so you can appreciate it more than I can. I want to mention about the issue of Shechiyanu, someone asked me about earlier. Should you not make a Shechiyanu of Me'as Sira? So the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Simkat Beis, in Mizdamino Eze Inyan Shetzorach Varech Alav Shechiyanu Yivarech. He writes to the person, can make a Shechiyanu. Now I want to be medayik the Mishnah Berurah, be mizdamin lo. So of course it's mashav the Mishnah Berurah, that if not for mizdamin lo, you should not make a Shechiyanu. Others say there's no chash at all. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Sefer Ben Pesach Shavuos, that's an incorrect diuk in the Mishnah Berurah. But it just shows you how people read the Mishnah Berurah and how carefully you have to read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah has to be read very, very carefully. And as I said, that clearly this minhag comes from Bimei HaBetzarim during the 3-week period. But Bimei HaSfira, l'chora, there's no makar. There's no makar not to say Shechiyana, Bimei HaSfira. Bimei HaBetzarim, I understand it, during the Churban HaMikdash, during that period of time. But as I said, during the Sfira of the Pashtus, that issue is not considered to be an issue. And this is a subject of a lot of discussion. But Halacha L'mais, as I said, certainly one could go ahead and make Shechiyana without a problem. Someone asked me also about wearing new clothing during Sfira. What's the makar for all this? People somehow come up with all kinds of very newfangled ideas. Now, the Abi Omer, Rav Avadia Yosef Zatzal, writes there's no makar. And he quotes, I want to read the following lashon of the Abi Omer. I went looking. He says, Eino Ela Sichas Noshim. He's very sharp. Maran Rav Avadia Zatzal. He said it's Baba Mises, basically. The whole thing is Sipuri Safta. And of course, where they get it from, they think every Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks, is compared to Sfira. No, never the twain shall meet. These are two separate, totally disparate issues, and one should not compare apples and potatoes. However, I decided to look further, because Kal Yisrael, whenever they're knowing something, there has to be a marker for it. So I found, quoted, in the Makor Chaim by the Chavos Yoyer, in his name, this is what they said. Levishas beged chadash lo matzasi yisuro umikol makom noagim lim noa. Pili ploy. I think if you have such a minog, fine. If you don't have a minog, I took a poll actually, and most people don't have such a minog. Again, clearly I don't think there's a problem of wearing begadim chadashim me'asfira. I don't see the entire issue. I want to mention one or two more minhagim. The Mechaber says here in Sif Dalid, Nagu hanoshim lo lasas melochem bipesach ve'atzeres b'shkiah sachama ve'elach. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hu adin hanoshim. By the way, I think I mentioned many times, when I got married, my wife told me there are certain days she doesn't work. Namely, which days do women not work? Rosh Chodesh. Next. Number two?
Friday.
Goodness sakes, when are they going to prepare for Shabbos? I mean, you're right, my wife works Thursday night. She's up till 5 o'clock in the morning preparing for Shabbos, every single Thursday night. That's right. Baruch Hashem, yom yom. I don't want her to stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, usually, how do I know? Because she goes to sleep when I wake up. So the, no, not Friday. Erev Shabbos. Chanukah, correct. B'shosha Neros. During Halakas Neros Chanukah, women don't work. Then my wife presented me with a few new ones. I was not aware. There's a Tzitzit Mitzvachim, a Yerushalmi, that Matzoi Shabbos. Also, there's a market for women not to work. And then the Mechaber quotes here, women don't do work, you Pesach V'yad HaTzeres. Wow, I said, you don't work from Pesach, only from Shkiah Sachava on, she told me, starting from sunset. Mishnah Berurah says it applies to men as well. There are two Tamin Mishnah Berurah brings here. Bizman, during that period of time, Kavu Tamid Rabbi Akiva. His Talmidim were buried, and they were batim the Malacha. Furthermore, it says, Sheva Shabbos HaTzimios Tiyena, 7 full weeks, Milash and Shavos, Dehainu Bizman HaSfira, Yeshli Shavos Bimalacha. Mishnah Berurah. And according to the second time, once you counted, then right away you're Mutav Malacha. That's enough Gemina. According to what the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Taz. No one argues on this. And yet, I told my wife, Shlita, I never saw anybody knowing like this. I never saw anyone. You know what I do? I have a laboratory. My shul is a laboratory. So whenever I have an issue, I take a poll of my shul. And I see how many people are knowing this. No one in my shul, not one person, ever heard of such a minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Gam ato yesh noshim shenoah goes kain. Mashma, rov noshim, are not knowing like that. That's what I told my wife. But if someone has such a practice, so then obviously I'm not going to take away from them. Okay, I'm now going to get down to the Harav Soloveitchik. For some reason, which is, yeah.
Are you
going to
answer the question
about the meeting? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I tell you, it's a question that should not be asked of me. Because, as you know, I'm one of the most foremost expert on movies. Having seen 4 or 5 movies my entire life, and I haven't seen any in 55 years or so. maybe 50 years, I'm sorry. The Guns of Navarone, the Ten Commandments, Cecil DeMille, Guns of Navarone, I remember, Anthony Quinn. I saw another one, Sound of Music, that's correct, Fiddler, is that correct? No, Sound of Music I saw, correct, that someone took me to the Sound of Music, I fell asleep the entire time. And then Fiddler on the Roof. I think those are the four. Maybe I saw a fifth. Abbott and Costello, is that a movie? We never had a TV. What was I supposed to do? We had a broken one. My mother, Allah Shalom, refused to fix it. She felt it was better to do other things, such as play ball, learn Mishnayos, learn Tanakh, learn Gemaras. Okay, now the question. Movies. What's the heter to go to a movie if the movie has in it things that are not sanua? That's a problem, from what I understand. It's only a law in Chumash. So why would one want to violate a law? I'm quite serious. I say that very seriously. I don't know that there are any movies today. Maybe there are. I'm not an expert. I'm not a mumcha. I know people ask me in my shul about their children. They want to be mechanich them. They feel they should not be mekupach. They should not be... No, not sheltered, but they shouldn't feel as if, because they came to Eretz Yisrael, they're restricted. Eretz Yisrael imposed upon them undue restrictions and they can't enjoy life. Of course you should enjoy life. The only way to enjoy life is by watching movies. Goldschmidt, I don't know. I'm not. You guys can tell me better. No wonder they're all falling asleep. This way they can tie that they didn't hear what I said. Anyway, the... Enes Rachmana Patre. If you can find a movie that is in order and you want to relax, that's what people do, I imagine, no? I think I find more relaxation by reading Shakespeare. He thought that was comical. I'm quite serious. Or reading Wordsworth poetry, far more relaxing. I think so. Alright. I'm not sure I answered your question.
It's okay.
I think once you try to minimize the number of movies one watches, and once you go to sleep at nighttime, and once you be able to wake up, Mitzvah Hashem, with a zest in the morning to learn Torah, and to... Okay, listen, once in a while you have to relax. They have educational movies. Rabbi Wein has movies. Rabbi Beryl Wein has historical movies. I saw one of them. It was shown in my shul. It was very good.
That's the music.
What? Mitzat Sphira, I didn't understand the question. Yeah. I don't think so. I think there's a problem in general with Losa Sochei Levavchem. That's a problem in Kol HaShana Kula, including Sphira, but Mitzat Yetzim HaVeilus HaSphira, I don't think that there's a problem per se. Yeah. In my family, nobody watches movies. Nobody. Neither myself, nor my children, nor my grandchildren. They have these educational things that they watch. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Hashem should be mezakeh you, it's Hashem, with these kind of things. Okay, I want to mention, I'll just make it quick, because I've already probably gone beyond the pale. There is a very famous psak of Rav Soloveitchik, Kilu, he invented the wheel, and Kilu, shall we say, before Rav Soloveitchik, no one knew of this. It's not true. It's already discussed already in Gedolei Achronim. But I'll mention the issue of Avelos that I spoke about till now, and we pointed out a number of aspects. First, the aspect I want to talk about is the issue of haircut or shaving. What exactly is the nature of this minog? Is this an independent kind of isur? Is it a din of avelos? What kind of avelos? The Gemara has in Tainis, Naftezvav and Bebeis, the Gemara speaks about Anshei Maimad, that these people were not allowed to take haircuts or shave. Let me just finish this, okay? To take haircuts or shave. We don't know whether also shaving is asur or only Giluach Saharosh. It's not clear from the Gemara in Tainis. There is a Masechus Smachas that says, Perek Zayin, regarding haircutting during Avelos. It's as far as Ketzad, so it says, Asa b'netila sa'ar, you're not allowed to go ahead and pair your hair. Echad rosho, echad tzvamo, echad tzkano, echad kol se'ar shabo. Any hair in the body, the mustache, the head, the beard, etc., is asa. The Gemara in Ma'ikot says, the marker for the Isra of Tisparas is from a pasuk Roshecha Maltifro. And apparently it's talking about Sar Harosh, haircutting. The Rambam Hilchos Avelos Paskins, Uminain Shahabal also Bitisparah, Sadino Abel cannot take a haircut. Shari Izir bin Aaron Rashekham al Tifro. So apparently there's an Isir for an Abel to take a haircut. The Rabbi adds, "Shem she'asa the galach se'ar rosho, kachasa the galach se'ar skanu v'chol se'ar she'yeshbo." All hair, one is not to permitted to remove from the body. Masha for the Rambam that the fundamental issue is based on this pasuk Roshecha Maltifro and Giluach of a zakan of the beard is an additional element to the basic issue. So the question is, what is the nature of this halacha? So absolutely, I'll make a long story short. Make life easier for you. Okay, you don't want it easy? I'll discuss that in the Torah Sa'adam of the Ramban. That's what I'm interested in, really. But to make life easier, Avelis is divided, as you know, into three segments. Number one, Shiva. Number two, Shloshim. Number three, Yud Beis Chodesh. What is the Avelis of Sphira comparable to? The Rav held the Rav Poshet that it's not Shiva, and it's not Shloshim. At best, it's Yud Beis Chodesh, which of course is the most lenient of all the segments of Avelis. What exactly, what are the Yisurim that are relevant during this Tkufa? The Yisurim are, you can't get married during 12 months. I'm talking about beyond Shloshim. You cannot enter a Beis HaMishte, or what they call Sudas Mereus, however you define that, which is impossible. And you can't take a haircut, Tisperes, beyond Shloshim Yom. All the Yisurim that are limited to Avelis of Shloshim are not relevant, therefore, Bimei Asfira. Means the first two segments have no relevance. I'm not going to go into all the details. So the halacha is that during Yud Beis Chodesh, you're not allowed to take a haircut, you can't shave, but the Gemara says in Moikadon that Misheyiga Rubo Chavera Mutar, once people scream at you, you look disheveled, you look absolutely unkempt, as you described earlier, then you're allowed to go ahead and at that point shave and the like. The Rambam quotes the halacha actually, Perek Vav Chasavelos Halacha Gimel. Now it would seem that, and this is what the argument was a moment ago, which is a correct argument, Rav Soloveitchik said that a person actually who didn't shave for a day or two or three, we can assume he already came to that point where there's a stubble on him, and as a result, that seems to be the shiur of Geora, where people would scream at him, and therefore, based on that, you should be able to imatu giluach. The question that Achronim discussed at great length is that, does it actually require someone has to go over to you and say, you look unkempt, you look disheveled, and without that statement, that formal kind of statement, then you're not yet at the Shia of Gahara? Or no, do we assume that potentially, once you potentially come to that matzav, that's sufficient? And therefore, if we assume the second opinion, which many poskim assume, then you should be able to be matir within X number of days, certainly from Shabbos to Shabbos, you should be able to imata giluach. That's what Soloveitchik held without question. There's an issue in general whether this is a din d'araisa, a din d'rabbanan, and this is what I would like to talk about, but I'm not going to. I have a lot of diukim in the Torah, Sa'adam and the Ramban. Unfortunately, I went to an Avelus recently, and so I spent my time going through a sefer called Divrei Seferim, and then I decided, no, better to learn the Torah Sa'adam of the Ramban. That's much more fundamental, and that's what I did. Shall I discuss it, or shall I not trouble you? Okay, I'm not discussing it. So, basically, according to the Rav, assuming that this period of time is comparable to Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh, people who are Rogulis Galeach on a daily basis, or let's say every two or three days, and certainly on a weekly basis, there's no question that that would be permissible during this period of time. That's why our Soloveitchik passed on the halacha, and Avraham Lichtenstein, Shlita, his son-in-law, is knowing like that. Rav Shechter, Talmud Muvik of the Rav, is knowing like that. It would seem, based on this logic, if I understand it correctly, that you should be able then for an Avel to be Miskaleach, Tosh Shloshim, just like, for example, there's a din, let's say, can you go ahead and remove part of the mustache that's ma'ake v'achila, that says in Shulchan Aruch actually, is also mentioned, you're allowed to do so. So perhaps even do lihis galeach, tok shoshim, just like the mustache that's ma'ake v'achila, maybe this also would be permissible. Someone told me that Rav Soloveitchik's father, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, was matir for a lawyer who needed to shave for panosa reasons, Lizgaleach tosh shloshim. Pella otzer. Namish a pella. But that's kasha madi from a reliable source. However, as I said, certainly when we're talking about Yud Beis Chodesh, there's more of a makom lahakel, and therefore, I'll just mention that this heter is relevant during the week. Certainly, on Friday from Shabbos to Shabbos, especially someone who's in that kind of situation. Someone told me that there's a makom to distinguish between Bnei Torah who are learning in yeshiva like yourselves to business people. If you're a Ben Torah learning in yeshiva, you don't really have any reason to shave during this period of time. And that's why the practices most Bnei Yeshiva, including Shiva Sabbath Yisrael Chanan, I didn't do a statistical poll over there. Abu Shamati, Sherov Rubo Shalai Yeshiva, do not shave. Means they don't follow the psak of Rav Soloveitchik, Zechatzal Debracha. Because there's a welcome to distinguish between Bnei Yeshiva and the people who are business people. However, as I said, the Gabi Erev Shabbos, it would seem that it's even more of a makom lahakel. And the Rav held not just a makom lahakel, a chiyuv. Asalvetia is a chiyuv to go ahead and shave. Because Shabbos is a din, as we learned in the Gemara in Kol Kisvei, Rechitzas, Kol Aguf, and you're supposed to put on Malbushim Yuchadim, correct, for Shabbos. And it would seem that Giluach should also be included in the same Geder as Maneinu Ano. That's a Pashup Shat, Al Pi Asvara. And we know that the Gemara says in Tainis Tazvav, I'm reading the Gemara, if there's a conflict between Giluach with the Chiv of Kibbutz Shabbos, Anshe Mishmor v'Anshe Maimin Asurim Milosapim Milachabes Uvachamishim Mutar Milekvar Shabbos. Even though there's a long Bia Alocha who's tumulting all over the place on this matter, Rabbi Kiv Eger, he knows how to read the Gemara quite well, and the Gemara says Uvachamishim Mutar Milekvar Shabbos. It's pretty clear that you're allowed to go ahead and do so. Now, one could argue that maybe Anshe Maimin and Anshe Mishmor are different, because their Issa is not Bidin Avelos. The Halacha is, the Gemara says, I think that Kileshli constantly Mishmartam Shem Nuvolim. That's the reason for the Heter that's given to Anshe Mishmor, Anshe Maimin. But the fact of the matter is, the Mishnah says even further, Chavav, Shabbos Shechal Tishabav Yos Besolcha, Shavua Shechal Bal Tishabav. You know, Tishabav was also, Rassel Etchik was very fond of making again the analogy there during the 3 weeks. Siyud Beis Chedesh, Shavua Shechal Bal. Shleishim, Tisha B'Av, whatever Tisha B'Av is, Shiva, Yom HaMisa. So the Mishnah says over there, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Yos B'Socha, also in the Sapim of the Chabbis, Uvachamishi Mutar, Nekvar HaShabbos. And Rashi says over there, that is the Perish HaMiyuchas of Rashi, I assume it's Rashi, Imchal Tisha B'Av Yer HaShabbos, Mutarin, Mil HaChabbos V'Chamishi, the Perish. Then Matim Mehogi Aveos, Mishin Kvod Shabbos, Aklo Mishnah. Not only that, Taisus Daflamen Malf in Tainis. I'm almost finished. Daflamen Malf says, "Avolecha dechol Tishah B'av behei b'Shabbos. Tishah B'av falls out on Thursday. Mutar lechabes ulesaper. You can go ahead and wash clothing and take a haircut mechatzos ve'elach. Nekvod haShabbos. Ah, you can do it the next day." Says Taisus, "Dein lahamtin aver Shabbos. Neitarech haShabbos. Don't wait till aver Shabbos. Do it right then." Now, it's true the Beis Yosef, he is absolutely beside himself regarding this heter. He says, Talmud Toyeh Kasavis Advarim. Somebody who made a big mistake wrote this. It's mentioned in Taisus and Taisus HaRosh. Rishayim. Taisus is even matir on Tisha B'Av itself. Even though you can go out and take a haircut the next day. Clearly, during Sfiyah Sa'omer, where the Easter is much more calm, Yesh Makom the Hakel with reference to this matter. It's true that the Arzarua writes the Heter was only Lagabi Kibbutz, Kvod Shabbos. Mashiach can take a haircut, hold its Asa. But the Magen Avraham says because the basis for the Issa is because Derech Lechabis Kol HaShavua, Ein Derech Lesaber Kol HaShavua, by Giluach, the people are Miskalea Kol HaShavua, the Pashas, there should Makom Lahati Lechvod Shabbos. And as I said, they'd be a Chiyam, according to Rav Soloveitchik. Kach Shamati, Rav Soloveitchik, Tzatzal, Bekach Shamati, Lechasono, Hadogu, Marenu Rabbeinu Avaron Lichtenstein Shlita, who won the Pras Yisrael yesterday, Yibodol Chaim Arukim. And I also heard the same from Rav Shechta. And I discussed this with a number of Gedol Yisraels I mentioned earlier. And two of them, not all of them, two of them were maskim to the lumnus of the Rav, but they told me that is not the Minig Ha'ilam. Minig Ha'ilam is Leilis Kaleach because of the Shvacha nature of the Avelos of Sfira. We have to be Mechazik again. But basically, how does one justify shaving during Sfira? Number one, we already came to the Shia of Ge'ara, Achiyigu v'chaveira, they're going to scream at you. Number two, there's no chiyah to be nuhugi avelos. And even if you say that you can't take a shave during the days of the week, me'asvira, pashup shat, either it's mutter or even a chiyah to do so the Kod Shabbos. That's the pashas of Rav Soloveitchik, like we find by an Ovel Sheikh Albot Yeshiva. Okay, I'll just end by saying one last thing, which I think is also critical, and that is that I think really the obligation that we have during this period of time is primarily to work on ourselves, to be mitakin amidos, especially as a tikkun for Rabbi Akiva, Tamil Rabbi Akiva, who are great, great Dolei Yisrael, Shalom Nagu, Kavod Zelazeh, at their level, obviously at a much higher level than we are, but all of us at our own level have to try to find ways to be noy kavod zelazeh, to treat each other in the most wholesome kind of fashion, to be mechabit each other, and obviously during this period of time, which is a period of hachana, the Kabbalah Satorah, to the extent that we can somehow improve our behavior and correct our midos and really enhance our behavior, there's no question we'll be zochet to mekabel the Torah in a much more ideal and optimal kind of fashion.